In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. 2 weeks ago, we celebrated the great feast of Pentecost and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the apostles in Jerusalem 50 days after the resurrection of Christ. Last week, although I was away, it was the first week after Pentecost, and on that Sunday, we gave ourselves the task of remembering the whole point of the church. In particular, we remember on that Sunday, the Sunday of All Saints, that the church exists in order to make saints. That's why the church exists. In particular, to make saints of all of us. The body of Christ exists to make us, to make you, and to make me into little Christs. To make us more and more like our Lord through lives that are shaped by the holy rhythms of prayer and worship, love, mercy, and sacrifice. And to remind us of that purpose, last week we kept the memory of all saints. It was the Sunday of All Saints. We celebrated all those, whether they are known or unknown, and the list of those who are known is long, in all times and in all places, who have opened themselves to the power of God's mercy and grace in a particularly deep way. Today's the second Sunday after Pentecost, and the church today narrows her focus a little bit. On the second Sunday, each church is asked to celebrate the memory of the saints of the local church. Local church does not mean Salem. It's not that local. It's not what the term means. Local church for us means the saints which have been raised up here in our land, in North America. It is time for us to remember their stories and to ask for their intercessions in a very special way as we continue their holy labors in this new Orthodox land. So today, just like last week, is a continuation of Pentecost. It is a day on which we continue to linger on the great work which our Heavenly Father is accomplishing even now in our midst through His Son, Jesus Christ, by His Holy Spirit, not just in all places, but in very particularly the places where we live, in the land that we call our own. And so briefly this morning, I'd like to describe three basic truths about the activity of the Holy Spirit within the church, within the body of Christ. These are three ways in which the Holy Spirit moves and works in our lives, the ways in which the Holy Spirit moves and works in the church. First, the activity of the Holy Spirit is always missional, always missional. The church is a mission whose mission is mission. That's our job. The mission of the mission is mission. The church is the living body of Christ, and like any living thing, its movement is always outward. Since the beginning, the church has desired to spread. As Orthodox Christians, we know the Great Commission very well. Those final verses from St. Matthew's Gospel we hear several times during the year, at the end of St. Matthew, Jesus sends out his disciples. He tells them to go to all parts of the earth, baptizing all nations and teaching them to observe all that I have commanded, says Jesus. And he promises to be with them even to the close of the age. From that moment over 2,000 years ago, the relentless movement of the church has always been an outward one. The basic activity of the Holy Spirit in the world is the activity of mission. It is to spread the good news of God's love expressed through the history of God's covenant with his chosen people Israel and through the life and death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, his Son. It is this missionary zeal that allowed the church to explode the tiny borders of its first home in Jerusalem and spread all through the Mediterranean within a few decades. It is the same missionary fervor which spread and pushed the church further and further out into the world, deeply into North Africa and Europe, Near East, Asia Minor, later on into colder places where there are no palm branches for Palm Sunday, colder places where you can only find willow branches instead, into the lands of the Slavs, to the forests of Russia and Romania and across the entire continent. And finally, a little more than 200 years ago, across the ocean to this country, where the first missionaries from Russia arrived in Alaska to bring the faith of the apostles to a new land. The first feature, main feature, of the activity of the Holy Spirit is that that work is always missional. Where there is no mission, there is no church. A community of Christians that does not desire to spread and to move outward, it may be a wonderful community, but such a community is not the church. It is not the love of Jesus Christ which animates everything that they do. So first, the activity of the Holy Spirit is always an activity of mission. Second, the activity of the Holy Spirit is always local. Local. That's kind of the point of celebrating the saints of the local church on this second Sunday after Pentecost. The Holy Spirit, we must keep in mind, is not like a military aggressor, something or someone who seeks world domination. The Holy Spirit does not want to create one giant world church that looks and sounds and works the same no matter where you go. And we know from the history of missionary activity that the very opposite is true. We even hear the Apostle Paul remind the Roman Christians of something similar in the second chapter of his letter this morning. St. Paul reminds them that God is already at work in the lives of all people, not just the people in the church, whether they are Jewish or Gentile, whether they have the Mosaic Law or whether they do not. The law of love is already written on the hearts of every single human being, St. Paul says. And in the previous chapter, chapter 1, he declares that God's presence and power have always been with us through the glory of his creation, and that the truth about God is available right now, no matter where you are, to all people, regardless of where, regardless of when they live. This is a huge fact. When the Holy Spirit sends us out to bring the good news to new people, we are not asked to create something new out of nothing. We are not asked to create faith where it does not exist. And we are certainly not sent out to accomplish a work all by ourselves. We are sent out in order to cooperate with the Holy Spirit, to continue the work that he started. According to St. Paul, a desire and a hunger for God already exists in everyone we will ever meet. They are already in touch with God on some level, even if they don't know it, even if they don't believe it. Our job as agents of the Holy Spirit is to reveal to them the truth about God's love in a way that makes sense to them. And this is what gives Orthodox missionary activity its special character. Whenever Orthodox missionaries brought the faith to a new place, to new people, to new lands, they always did so in a way that made sense to the local people. That's the way it worked. Faith was not brought and imposed on people as a demand. The faith was always offered to them as an invitation into life that is more abundant, more complete, a more abundant and complete version of what they already know. The effort was always made to translate scripture, to translate worship into the local languages, to use local culture, to communicate the gospel in a way that made sense. Our Holy Spirit works globally, but he does so by moving from place to place, being a local Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, through the church, meets people face to face. It encounters families and villages, communities, one by one, in order to love them and to minister to them in ways that are relevant and needed. If this were not the case, then right now we would all be like those first Christians. We would worship in Hebrew or Aramaic. Our worship would just be a meaningless copy of what was going on back then, 2,000 years ago in Jerusalem. But we don't. Thanks be to God. The Holy Spirit has no desire to create cookie-cutter Christians. Each of us, you and I, we have received the gospel in a way that makes sense to us, and the Holy Spirit would not have it any other way. The activity of the Holy Spirit is always local. It meets us where we live. So the activity of the Spirit is missional, it is local, and third and finally, the activity of the Holy Spirit is always personal. This morning in the Gospel reading from St. Matthew, our Lord speaks a word that is brief, very timely. He comes to Peter and to Andrew and he says very simply, "Follow me and I will make you fishers of men." And in response, they drop their nets and they follow Jesus. The same thing happens when Jesus approaches James and John. They also leave their boats and, as Scripture says, immediately follow the Lord. This change is a dramatic one, and we hear this often. But this change is genuine, and this change is freely chosen. Jesus Christ is not an expert in mind control. This is certainly not what my children would call a Jedi mind trick. A word from Jesus is capable of changing our lives in an instant, because Jesus knows us. It's that simple. He knows us. He knew Peter and Andrew. He knew James and John. He knew that these fishermen were ready for the word that he wanted to give them. He didn't choose to speak sooner. He didn't choose to speak later. He chose the time that was right. And so only those few words were needed for the fishermen to drop what they were doing and to become the first disciples. That was all that was needed. Jesus Christ works through his church in the same way. The movement of the Holy Spirit within the church is just as personal. The life offered to you and to me through the church is a life that is tailor-made for who we are as unique and unrepeatable children of God. Each of us has his or her own struggles. Each of us has his or her own gifts of the Holy Spirit. Each of us has our own likes, our dislikes, our own personalities, our own personal histories. And Jesus Christ works through his Holy Spirit in the church to meet us where we are. He desires to speak a word just for us, and just at this very moment, a word that we need and which leads to life. The activity of the Holy Spirit is missional, it is local, and most of all, it is personal. The brothers and sisters, what are we going to do with this? What are we going to do with this great message of the Holy Spirit's activity in our lives? What difference can it make? What difference does it make? We can all write down 3 points about the Holy Spirit. Can we let those words sink from our head down into our hearts? Very briefly, let's work backwards. The activity of the Holy Spirit is always personal. And so each of us, you and I, should work hard to open ourselves to the personal word which Jesus Christ speaks to us, to the personal healing, to the personal forgiveness that he offers. Are we taking care of ourselves? And are we allowing the Holy Spirit to take care of us? Second, if we are allowing the Holy Spirit to move in a way that is personal, then we should also let the Spirit move in a way that is local. What is good for my parish family? What is good for my wider community? What are the needs that surround me every day? What are the ways in which those around me need to hear the gospel of God's love through Jesus Christ? What are the ways that I can be a blessing to others in the same way that I have been blessed? And finally, if we are allowing the Holy Spirit to work in ways that are both personal and local, then it is time to allow the Holy Spirit to continue working in ways that are missional. It is time to allow the church to spread. I did not say it is time for the church to grow. It's a big difference between growth and spreading. We don't need to make the church grow. We do help, however, we need rather to help it spread. We are a parish like many others in the Northeast that struggles on a variety of levels to pay its bills. We are lucky to have 25 people arrive on time for the start of Divine Liturgy. But if we are waiting until membership swells to triple digits, if we are waiting for everyone to begin tithing, then we are holding back the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit doesn't want our numbers. The Holy Spirit wants our faith. The Holy Spirit wants our cooperation. I don't know how it will be possible, and I don't have any plans or programs. And this morning, I only want to plant this small seed in your hearts. But since I've arrived, I've only felt this more strongly through prayer. I believe deeply that after 112 years, the Holy Spirit is asking us here at St. Nicholas in Salem to begin the work of starting a new mission in our Diocese of New England, to allow the church to continue its outward movement into the world, which so desperately needs it. This is a work that must begin in prayer, and right now that's all we can do is pray. But it is the very sort of work that we celebrate today on this Sunday of All Saints of America. This day, the Holy Spirit is calling us to drop our nets and for us to become fishers of men. May God grant us the faith and the hope and the love to follow him. Amen.